China's President Xi is warning that the spread of the potentially deadly coronavirus is accelerating and that the country faces a grave situation. He made those comments at a special meeting today as authorities struggled to contain the virus, which originated in the city of Wuhan. Across China, 46 million people are quarantined. 13 cities are on lockdown, and 14,000 people are said to be under observation. NPR's Emily Fang in Beijing says it's taking a toll.
The real problem now is the shortage of medical staff. Doctors in Hubei province, which is where Wuhan is located and where the quarantine zone is, are working such crazy hours that some of them have had emotional breakdowns. One doctor actually died today of cardiac arrest. His colleagues say it was because of overwork. And so China's now sending doctors to Hubei to supplement. We'll see if that makes a difference.
But Chinese authorities are working hard to be prepared for a long-term outbreak. The memory of the SARS outbreak, which killed 800 people 17 years ago, is still very present.
This time around, China's really leveraging its top-down economy. It can forcibly tell people, you can go to this place, you can't go to this place. Tell companies to control food prices. They forced airlines to cancel all flights for free, including mine. But the outbreak is getting more serious. Today, we saw the first death of a doctor who had contracted the virus from a patient die. He was a 62-year-old doctor named Liang Wudong.
NPR's Emily Fang in Beijing.